Hi, Kim speaking.
Kim, it's Corey in PEI. Good afternoon.
Hi, Corey. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right. And you?
I'm pretty good. Just finished the dog walk. I'm going to...
Very nice. I want to chat a little bit about the show that's coming to the island. But first up, I know online you're taking fan requests for shows. And is that something you've done for a while now?
No, not a lot. We won't get to all the requests on this show, the show that's coming up. This will be something later on in the summer we get to. There's been some people, I know we have some fans have been out to see us. Like, I know a couple guys that seen us 60 times, and I got, plus, you know, I just so you know, it's kind of like the gold watch, they don't pay anymore. So like after 60 times, it's like, wait a minute here. So I just gotta reach out and go, is this, I'm all about playing the stuff that people want to hear. You know, the stuff that's going to be in the set will always be Go for Soda, Patio Lanterns, All We Are, Rock and Roll Duty, Lager and Ale, stuff like that, but easy to tame. But on some of the deep tracks, you say, well, what would you like to hear?
Wow.
And a lot of times we've already played that stuff over the years. So I just wanted to reach out and go, just see what happened, and got a great response. So.
That's awesome. Now, you mentioned all the hits that you'll play. Is there a song that you like dread playing, or is it all just a collection of awesome? Because I know I've talked to artists before who sometimes don't do what the fans are expecting because they're tired of their songs. Do you ever get tired of your own songs?
Yeah, I don't like artists like that. I don't dig people. I know there's some major artists that do have that attitude. As mentioned, I'm about customer service and rock and roll. These people have supported you, and I'm the same. When I go to a show, I want to hear you two do their hits. I want to hear, you know, all these bands play stuff that I know and dig. And I'm okay if they play a couple tunes that are deep that maybe I didn't know very well. But come here, Webster. Come here. Stop. Which my dog sees another dog walking by.
Oh.
How you doing? Okay. Sorry.
That's all right. I was going to...
You know, nothing like having a dog, because that dog looks at you and goes, I don't care if you're Kim Mitchell or who you are. Pick that up. So
I wanted to ask about Webster, because I know the name Webster has come up a few times. Of course, Max Webster. I read an article where you mentioned Webster. Your dog's name is Webster. Why Webster?
Because that was his name. He's a rescue. The Golden Doodle, I went and rescued him. And I asked the lady, I said, what's the dog's name? She goes, it's Webster. And for a second you go, hey, wait a minute. She may know who I am and just said that. So, but Webster was like back in a barn, and she called him, went, Webster, Webster. And out comes Webster, and that's what he was answering to. So I thought, okay, this is meant to be, isn't it?
That is meant to be. I was curious when you said a rescue, which is amazing. Musically, I know when you were younger, Elvis was an inspiration when you were like really young, right?
Yes, very, very young. Like, I couldn't play guitar. I just got fixated on the guitar. It wasn't the adoring fans at all on the Ed Sullivan Show. It was the fact that, what is that? That's a guitar. I love that. Look at that. I love the sound of that. What is that?
And then you honed the skill and made an entire career of it. You hosted radio for a while. Did you like when you had a radio show?
Yeah, I have a big respect for what you do. It's a craft, and you learn real quick in order to do something well. And I'm not saying I did it well. It's a lot of work to do something well. And the difference is I hadn't done radio at all. So I had no training for it. I didn't go to, there are courses in college and stuff. You can go learn this stuff. So you're not in a back corner learning how to do a job. You're on the radio in a major shift in a major city. So when you're messing up, people are letting me know for the first year, man, it was brutal. There was one guy who had an email address, ihatekimmitchell.com.
No. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
I love
being able to hear stories, and music is a way of telling stories and uniting the human spirit. And when we were going through COVID and all of the lockdowns and everything, did you... I know you had some downtime as an artist. Did you struggle in that time?
Yeah. There were two types of people, I think, in general. People that got a lot done and people who got almost nothing done. I'm of the latter. I'd go walk by my guitar and my gear and pick it up and play for a minute or so and just walk away going, I just don't feel inspired to do this. At first, it was quite nice. It was like, oh, okay, I haven't been off the road ever, it seems. So you drop your shoulders. But after a while, it's like, oh, man, no, this is dragging on. It was a difficult time for many, many families, and especially those who lost people that they loved.
Yeah, you're right. And now things kind of back on track. We're excited for the show at Credit Union Place with Loverboy. You'll be playing the hits now. Do you have any surprise songs in the set list?
Always.
Yeah.
You know, if I told you, it would be a surprise.
I know, I don't.
You know, that's always been whenever I get asked an interview, so what can the audience expect?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I'm not going to tell you. It's like, hey, honey, I bought you a great birthday present. Well, what is it?
Yeah.
Well, why do you want to know?
Why did you even bring it up? Now, my kids are like that with surprises. I'm like, I got you a surprise. What is it? And they just hound you.
That's right. And you know, you're paying money for the ticket. Last thing I want to know is if I'm going to see U2 or somebody like that, is to hear Bono or The Edge on the radio saying, yeah, we start off with this song and then we go into this and then a big laser show happens. Like, oh, well, why? Here, somebody take my ticket. I know what's going to happen.
This is awesome. Looking forward to the surprises and the music and just hopefully getting a selfie with you. Kim Mitchell, thank you for this time.
No, thank you. Thank you. Have a great day.